Hey guys, it's your old pal, DJ Barrister. Time won't let me. Actually, time will let me today. So many times I do this show and I'm just racing like a maniac, slugging down multiple cups of coffee, racing to the station, parking, letting myself in, untangling all the wires, trying to make this radio station run. I get to engineer my own show. But this time, I'm going to try to relax a little bit. I didn't have as much coffee. And this is going to be a show that I was supposed to do maybe a week or two or three ago. My favorite songs from 2025. I don't usually do a best of. I'm not big on lists. This is not going to be in any kind of order. It's not in order of importance or order of, alphabetical or chronological. It's just a bunch of stuff that I thought fit together. And there's probably too much to play and not enough time. But that's what happens every week, you know. Hence the name of my show, Time Won't Let Me. What did we hear? Oh, well, you know, we already heard a little 45-second ditty by Marshall Allen. Marshall Allen is the 100-year-old leader of the Sun Ra Orchestra. We're actually coming to town again and again and again. This time they're going to play the chapel. Last time they played, they played the Great American Music Hall. They played the jazz, both. But this time, though, at the chapel. And behind me, the Brian Jonestown Massacre, also coming to the chapel. So, even though this is the best of last year, we're going to be talking about things that are current because a lot of this stuff just rolls right into 2026, which is where we're at. We're already in February. It goes by fast, folks, you know. Anyway, the song by the Brian Jonestown Massacre that I'm playing behind me is Do Rainbows Have Ends? Very positive song from their 2023 LP, The Future Is Your Past. And, I could play them every show, but I don't. But I should, but I don't. But I don't. Anyway. So anyway, we're going to play six more from the year 2025, and then eight more, then seven more, then six more, and a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm going to tell you what it is before, during, and after. But the next six tracks we're going to hear are the Beatles. Remember them? The Beatles? They were from the 60s. You might remember them. They were on the Ed Sullivan Show. We're going to hear the Waterboys. We're going to hear Ben Montench. We're going to hear one of the Beatles, Ringo Starr, do a song. We're going to hear something by the Black Keys. We're going to hear something by Murray Hammond of the old 97s. That's where we're going to start, at least. And we'll see where it goes from here. But, this is Radio Valencia, the transmission from the mission, www.radiovalencia.fm, on your computer. And here we go.
In my life, take one.
This is so heavy, too. These fingers are so heavy.
Some remain, all these places had their
collection of people and things that went before. Now I often stop and think about them.
Deceive you, but I would if I could have been mad.
Beautiful, a little spaghetti western whistling for you from Murray Hammond of the old 97s. All right, I'm going to backtrack a little bit and tell you what we heard. We started out with the Beatles doing In My Life, Take One. That's off of Anthology 4 that came out last year. That fourth disc was all outtakes from recording sessions from between 63 and 69. And In My Life, I couldn't get away from it. It was in an Amazon commercial with a bunch of old people sledding. Remember that? Probably saw it 100 times. I know I saw it at least, 50. After that, we heard the Waterboys doing Hollywood 55 off of the Life, Death, and Dennis Hopper LP. That was one that my friend Pat Thomas had something to do with. He's been following around the Waterboys. Now he's into the Van Morrison shows this week. So that one goes out to Pat. After that, we heard... Oh, and also, that was a strange one. It was only about a minute and a half, and it talks about Nicholas Ray and Hedda Hopper and Natalie Wood. It's got some sexual innuendo, and it's kind of weird, but great. After that was Ben Montench doing Rattle. That's off his album from last year called Melancholy Season. Ben Montench, of course, is the keyboard player from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and... that was kind of an old-time Chuck Berry rock and roll thing that sounded just great. Lots of piano, very Johnny Johnson-like. After Benmont, we heard Ringo Starr doing Breathless with Billy Strings as a guest. He guested three songs on that album that was produced by T-Bone Burnett. Came out at the beginning of last year. I think I might have played it on my last year's best of, too. I reserve the right. I was going to play a Marianne Faithfull song, but it turned out it wasn't recorded last year. It was old, but she passed away, and I was thinking about her. We heard the Black Keys doing No Rain, No Flowers off of their album album entitled No Rain, No Flowers, their 13th album, Boy, Time Flies. That was one that they actually had some help on from a guy named Rick Knowles. I don't know if you guys remember Rick Knowles. I do. He was from San Francisco, and he was in a band called the Red Pencils, and he went on to much acclaim, producing a lot of female singers, Madonna, Dua Lipa, Dido, Belinda Carlisle. And boy, did he ever make the Black Keys sound like Fleetwood Mac. I mean, that song sounds nothing like the Black Keys. I think they might have possibly been in the studio when they made that one. And then after that, we heard Murray Hammond doing 310 to Liverpool. That was that little instrumental with the whistling on it. That's from his LP, Songs of the Deep. Murray is one of the two guys in old 97s, Rhett Miller being the other. I'm going to play one by him later, too. They're such wonderful people. Just incredible. Then behind me, as I was talking, was Marty Stewart and his fabulous Superlatives doing something called La Tingo Tango. They put out an album of all instrumentals called Space Junk last year. It was a good year for records. Boy, there were a lot of good ones. We're going to play a whole bunch more of them also in the next set, a couple off of that Clifton Chenier tribute album, including starting out with the Rolling Stones, one by Shannon McNally. And then we're just going to keep on going. It's funny because even though these are my favorite songs from last year, 2025, not a lot of new artists. They're almost all old artists who put something out last year. God bless them. God bless me for playing them, I say. What does blue mean to you? That's what we're hearing now. Cecile McLaurent-Salvant. She's on Nonesuch. She's French. From her album, Oh Snap. You know, just going all over the map with this stuff. Anyway, so here we go with the Rolling Stones, Shannon McNally, Mike Ferris, Michael McCarty, Michael Hurley, a bunch of Michaels and Mikes, Jim Queskin, Peter Rowan, one by the Mavericks. It's just another show of great music here on Time Won't Lend Me with DJ Barrister at Radio Valencia. I got to mention our show we're going to do on Saturday night, too. There's a live show at the On Broadway and the Mav with a bunch of my old favorite bands. Don't forget to mention that again later. I'll give you the details. But let's listen to the Rolling Stones play a Zydeco song and keep going from there. Are you ready? Yeah!
that got away. How could you be so easy to forget? You used to mean the world to me. There's really nothing left but placing that last bet on the rodeo ride I hope I'll never see. So saddle up and ride on cowgirl.
Have to give it a try. Come on.
All right, I'm going to interrupt Raul Malo and the Mavericks to tell you what we heard before that. We started out with a couple songs off that incredible Clifton Chenier tribute album, the tribute to the King of Zydeco on our Hooli Records. We started with the Rolling Stones doing Zydeco Sans Pas Salé. I'm sure I pronounced that wrong. Then Shannon McNally doing Tous les Temps et Temps. And then we heard Mike Ferris doing a Stonesy kind of a song of his own called Ease On. That was off his Sound of Muscle Shoals LP on Compass Records. Mike was the former lead singer of the band The Screamin' Cheetah Wheelies. Then we heard Michael McCarty, song called Ride 'em Cowgirl. From his album Country Flavor. He's a L.A. producer-songwriter. Sounding a lot like Dwight Yoakam on that one, if you don't mind my saying. A lot of people are sounding like Dwight Yoakam these days. Charlie Crockett. After that, we heard Michael Hurley doing Indian Chiefs and Hula Girls off his album last year called Broken Homes and Gardens. Another one who passed away, Michael Hurley. He's incredible, too. I'm going to miss him. He was a Greenwich Village folky, also known as a cartoonist and a painter. And, you know, just an incredible artist that I've always loved. I've played his music many times before. After him, we heard Jim Queskin, who's very much alive. Apparently just played last week with Maria Muldaur up in Sonoma County somewhere. Maria and Jeff Muldaur were both members of the Jim Queskin Jug Band. And he's still cranking it out. Jim Queston did a song called Four or Five Times off his album Doing Things Right. After that, we heard a little quick one by Peter Rowan called Quien Sabe. That was Peter Rowan. Do I have to tell you who Peter Rowan is? I hope not. Peter Rowan was in a lot of bands. My favorite one being C Train, but he was also in... Oh, we're going to do a little segue here. What was that band that Garcia played banjo in? Olden and the Way. He was one of the vocalists of Olden and the Way. And then we heard the Mavericks doing the stereo version of All Night Long. That's a song they had released previously on an all-mono record. Then they put the record on the stereo. Behind me, this is the Ravenettes doing a song called Blackest from Denmark. We don't play enough Danish bands. Anyway, we're kind of not going at the same pace that we usually do because I'm playing more songs, taking fewer breaks, and playing songs a little longer than I might generally. I don't know how long we're going to stick with the Ravenettes, but coming up after them is Tortoise doing Axial Seamount. That was the one I expected to be talking over because it's an instrumental, and I do love Tortoise, and they're coming to town this week. They're playing, I think, is it Saturday night? Friday or Saturday? Part of the Noise Pop. They're playing at the Great American Music Hall. Tortoise is John McIntyre's band from Chicago. They're incredible and well worth seeing. Let's move on to that now. Hold on. I think we'll stick with this for a little bit. Is trying to sound like Noi, the krautrock band, but that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds great. Okay, so here's what we're going to play next. 1, 2, 3, 6 more real good ones from 2025. All the music today, just about all the music, is from last year. And they're all my favorites, and I'm playing them for you. So in the next 6 songs, we're going to hear Sparks. We're going to hear The Feelies, Stereolab, Haim. I think that's how they pronounce it. Molly Nilsson and Bon Iver. Just amazing, wonderful, beautiful music. I guess 2025 was a great year for music. I don't know if everybody knows that or appreciates it, but I had no problem finding tons of great stuff that I really liked. And I pick and choose, and I put them in the best order I can, and I roll them out there for you, my listening audience, both of you. I guess you're out there, Pat, Dave, are you listening today, all my listeners? This is an unusual show. I'm not playing all old music. I'm playing old artists making new music. Go figure. All right, so let's just keep going with this, and we'll just continue our show without me interrupting.
Things my own way. Gonna do things my own way.